Matt Reister, Executive Director for Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Thanks for your interest in this episode of Homer Larson Live, which is a series of sermons preached live by Pastor Homer Larson, who served as senior pastor at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa from 1953 to 1996. I'd also like to say thanks to Western Home Communities and Fresh Wind Ministry for sponsoring the Homer Larson Live series. You'll have a chance to learn more about their organization and ministry during the announcements at the end of this sermon. And one more thing before we get into it. The Homer Larson Live series does not exist primarily to raise up a man, but rather to raise up the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word, which the Lord gifted and used the man, Pastor Homer Larson, to communicate clearly and passionately. We pray that you will be inspired. We hope that this will help raise the bar around preaching for everyone who listens, and we trust that God will accomplish his purposes through the message you're about to hear. I'll talk to you afterwards. Thanks again for finding us and making this a priority.
Shall we pray together? God in heaven, we thank you for that word that is eternal and that presents you to us as a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we find changes round about us in our own person, in the lives of those whom we love, and in our nation, we pray, O God, that instability may not overwhelm us, but rather that we may point to you, the changeless one throughout the ages. So speak to us this day with that prophetic voice, and grant that we may leave here today as a part of that prophetic voice from you to our nation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Friends in Christ, the noted historian, I believe from Harvard University, Arthur Schlesinger, has defined patriotism in this way. Patriotism is helping your nation to be the very best nation it can be. That's a very, very simple definition. But live with it for a while and you see how all-inclusive it really is. When we consider patriotism, I think sometimes it is easy for us to limit it in terms of war. The person who gives his or her body on a battlefield or on the high seas is certainly described as a patriot, and well, he or she should be. We have just celebrated, if you can use that term, the 50th anniversary of Normandy. And that reminded us not only of those terrible days there and the bulge that was to follow, but it reminds us of the many, many terrible battles that have been fought through the years. And those who have willingly gone to these battlefields are to be deservingly called the patriots of their particular day. But Schlesinger goes on to say that patriotism is beyond the battlefield. It is far more inclusive than that. And he talks about the school teacher who goes into the second grade or the first grade, whenever this happens, and teaches the boys and girls to read and to write. Truly, this historian says, they are some of the great patriots of our country. For without them, we would be illiterate, and this nation could not long endure. There is another kind of a patriot, and we meet that person today in the scriptures. He is the prophet, not only of the Old Testament, but the prophet of the day in which we are a part. The prophet are the messengers of God. They have been raised up by God from the people. They are not unusual individuals in many senses of the word. They are not necessarily the best educated. They do not come from in most cases, from the elite. They're the ordinary person. But they are the people who have come with a message from God, and they do not come saying, well, I think, it is my opinion, I personally believe. That would be obnoxious to them. It would be nauseating. But rather they come with that great polemic message. Thus says the Lord. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what your scholars say. Thus saith the Lord. I don't even care what your church people say. Thus saith the Lord. The prophet was one who had a tremendous love for his people. And besides that, he was the one who was concerned about the enemy. For he saw the enemy not necessarily as one who was coming in with a lot of warfare, but he saw the enemy as one who was eating at the soul of the people. The prophet was often rather a dismal kind of an individual. He was often very depressed. You perhaps would not like to go on a fishing trip with him. He was a person who had been thrown around a bit. He was a person who had proclaimed that message day in and day out and had watched the people reject it. But God would continually remind him, it's not for you to be so concerned what the people do with it. That's up to me. But let there be in Israel the voice of God, and let it be heard clearly, law and gospel. Thus says the Lord. And then my people cannot say they have been without a witness from God. Now the prophet that we have before us today is Hosea. I don't know how much you know about the prophets, but there are four major ones: Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And then there are the 12 minor prophets. Minor, I imagine, because their books are not as long. You don't hear so much about Hosea as you do about Ezekiel or Jeremiah. Hosea was a faithful prophet of Israel, and the Lord had given to him a message. Now, it's interesting how they got their messages in those days. They came through what we would call direct revelation. As God spoke to Hosea, he said, I have a message for you. And I want you to take that message from your own personal life, your life with your wife by the name of Gomer. I'm sure that many of you know this story, but Hosea married Gomer, and he loved her with all of his heart. He gave her everything that she ever wanted that he could give to her, and he thought that he was deserving of her love too. But instead of this, Gomer took everything that she could get from Hosea, and then she was enticed away by other men. So she had lovers who came to see her. She was an adulterous woman, and when that got back to Hosea, it broke his heart. It was as if he wanted to cast her away, but then he got a word from the Lord. And this was the word, and this was the word that he was to bring to Israel. The Lord said to me, go again and show your love for a woman who is committing adultery with a lover. How would you like that? Your husband or your wife not only had one lover, but many of them. And the Lord said, you go and show your love to her. You must love her just as I still love the people of Israel, even though they turn to other gods and like to take offerings of raisins to idols. Just like you have experienced with Gomer, Hosea, I have experienced with Israel. That message that is down deep in your heart, that love that is there that has been crushed, that has been my experience with Israel. But I continue to go back. And I ask you to go back. I ask you to go back to receive her. And then I want you to take this example of your own life, and I want you to apply it to Israel and tell them that what they're doing is wrong. But remind them that there is yet time for forgiveness. I will still be willing to take them back. And so Hosea begins to prophesy. Pastor Nordstrom has read this to you. Let me read it once more because I'd like to make an application. Here is a message of the patriot. The Lord says, When Israel was a child, I loved him. I called him out of Egypt as my son. Go back and remember your Old Testament history. I called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. What a statement. I gave Israel the basics of life. I taught Israel to walk. This is God speaking. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up. This is God using anthropomorphic terms. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down to them and fed them. What was the response? They refused to return to me. And so they must return to Egypt, and Assyria will rule them. War will sweep through their cities and break down the city gates. That's the prophet telling it as it is. It will destroy my people because they do what they themselves think best. They insist on turning away from me. They will cry out because of the yoke that is on them. But no one will lift it from them. Now here's the God of the gospel. How can I give you up, Israel? How can I abandon you? My heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. That's what the prophet said in his day. As I have lived to those words in my heart, I sat and wrote something that I would share with you. Could the prophet be saying this to us today? The Lord said, when America was a child, I loved her and called her out of Europe as my children. The more I called, the more they came to the land that offered them opportunity and freedom. But soon they turned away from me. My people in America sacrificed to their idols. They worship the gods of materialism, humanism, and pleasure. Yet I was the one who taught America to walk. I taught America to walk. I gave them a set of values and priorities which equipped them to make wise decisions with an understanding of right and wrong. I took my people up in my arms and I loved them. They did not acknowledge that I took care of them when enemies attacked them. I made them one nation after brothers and sisters sought to kill one another at the battles of Gettysburg and Vicksburg. I saved them from the Hitlers and the Stalins, and I protected their shores against the nuclear attack. I drew them to me with affection and love. I blessed them with some of the greatest institutions of learning and permitted their scientists not only to have a peek into outer space, giving them a better understanding of my creative power, but I was with them in the laboratories as their medical research people conquered one disease after another and their longevity was increased. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I put a church on many corners of their towns and cities and made it possible for them to hear the gospel each Lord's Day. I assured them that through faith in my Son, their sins were forgiven, that I walked with them during their journeys on earth, and when the last breath was drawn, they would live with me in their heavenly home forever. From their midst came the great preachers, Jonathan Edwards, Dwight L. Moody, Billy Sunday, Walter Meyer, and Billy Graham. And there were a host of others, not to mention the unknown servants, both lay and clergy, who taught my word faithfully. I bent down to them and fed them. Within their boundaries, some of the greatest corporations known to humans came forth, giving to my people the greatest transportation and communication systems ever known to the human being. I'd led them to be the leaders in the Industrial Revolution, plus assisting them to learn more about tilling the soil and producing the food that would not only feed them, but would feed the whole nations of the world if it could only be brought to them. Yet they refused to return to me. The more I blessed them, the farther they walked from me. And so they may go down in defeat, for they do not recognize their enemies. They will decay from within, for their freedom without spiritual insight will make them so corrupt that their families will decay. The institutions of learning will become their cathedrals of worship as they pay homage to their God, the human mind, with all of its inadequacies. The churches of worship will move farther and farther away from my word, and soon people will tire of giving allegiance to such a meaningless mission. But for the time, how can I give you up, America? How can I abandon you? My heart will not let me do it, at least not now. There is still time for a spiritual awakening. If my prophet, the Church of Jesus Christ, will proclaim that word from the pulpits, teach it from the lecterns, and share it in the city square, pointing America to her only Savior, Jesus Christ. Return, America, and see if my promises are not true. For there is still time for you to be the light of the world, pointing people to Christ, who loves all humankind. There is time, America, there is time. The prophetic voice in our day, friend, in this cesspool of immorality that is found around us, is the Church of Jesus Christ. The Church. And who is the Church? Is it the Pope in Rome? Herbert Chilstrom in Chicago? No. No, the Church happens to be you and me. And all we are asked to do is to proclaim that word from the pulpit, to be sure, from the lectern, where you and I go, pointing them to God Almighty's absolute law. Thou shalt not. And pointing them forever to the eternal gospel. There is still time, America. And our single voices will blend into a mighty chorus of the choir, which is the prophetic voice of America. Would you ever think of turning your nation down if the enemy were at the boundaries and say, I'll not fight? people, what will it take to awaken us? Our nation is on its way to destruction. The home has fallen. Marriage is out for masses of people. Not even the Church of Jesus Christ can come through with a clear biblical teaching on human sexuality. Without the voice of the prophet, this nation will fall. But there is yet time. God says, my heart will not let me give up America. There is too much to offer here. I will still forgive. But we need a spiritual awakening. And that will come only through the faithfulness of the prophet. So, in the broadest sense of the word, are you patriotic? Do you love your country? Then you've got to speak. For if you and I let our country go on and never give a word to them, thus saith the Lord, we are not the patriots, but we are the deserters who have helped in the destruction of the land. It's not an easy task, for the voice will be ignored by the masses, the empty seats this morning, laughed at by millions of others, resented and called the extreme right by still others. But do you love America? Then be a true patriot, for the soul of our nation is under attack. And Christ Jesus alone can give us the victory. But he will give it if our people will only turn to him. Amen.
This has been Homer Larson Live, a series of sermons preached from the pulpit at Nazareth Lutheran Church in Cedar Falls, Iowa, where Pastor Larson served from 1953 to 1996, and published by Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry, where Pastor Larson was a broadcast preacher from 1962 to 2013. In addition to this series, many of Pastor Larson's radio programs dating back to the early 2000s are archived on the CC Broadcast, which is available for free wherever you're listening to this. Besides the CC Broadcast, our weekly radio program, Christian Crusaders also hosts the CC Podcast, Daily Dose Devotions, where we've archived hundreds of devotions on our way through the entire Bible, and the CC Podcast Conversations, which includes dozens of inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Please see the show notes for links to all these free resources or visit ccpodcasts.com for more information. We want to give a very special thanks to our series sponsor, Western Home Communities and Fresh Wind Ministry. Western Home Communities began in the early 1900s as, quote, the Western Old People's Home, quote, a home for the aged. Started by the Evangelical Association in one of that denomination's western states, which happened to be Iowa, more specifically, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Since then, a second campus has been added with 150 acres for villas, independent and assisted living, and nursing communities. Today, Western Home Communities remains a charitable Christian service organization that assertively creates fulfilling lifestyles for those they serve. You can learn more at westernhomecommunities.org. Fresh Wind Ministry provides Christ-centered spiritual care and programming within the Western Home Communities. They focus on building trusting relationships with residents, staff, and their families. Chaplains visit, counsel, and walk alongside residents in all levels of care offered by Western Home Communities, including hospitalizations, crisis, and end-of-life care. Fresh Wind Worship has services in the Diamond Event Center every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., which can be viewed on Facebook and YouTube. For more information, visit westernhomecommunities.org/freshwind. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry is fully donor-funded. If you'd like to support our work, you can do so online at christiancrusaders.org or by mailing a check to Christian Crusaders, 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Also, feel free to email us with questions or for more information about this episode or any of our other programs. You can send emails to info@christiancrusaders.org. Thanks for listening, and may God richly bless you.